My son came home from school that day. He informed me he'd been strip searched. I asked him to explain what did he mean. He said he was told to take all his clothes off, and he said he was then asked to drop his pants.
This mum is angry. In order to protect her and her son's identity, we're not going to name them. But that doesn't mean their message can't be heard.
My child's been victimised. He's just very distraught by it all and doesn't feel like he can continue to attend the school.
I spoke directly to one of the other boys involved. He says he wasn't told why he was being strip searched until he started taking off his clothes. He says it was completely unnecessary and he was very scared. His parents are now also complaining both to Derbyshire Police and the school. The situations left his friends very angry.
The way school went about it was completely wrong. They made out they were trying to help students, but in fact they completely lied to them.
It was just distressing for loads of people. They didn't know what was happening.
One of my friends got told he needed to speak about science resets. He got took into the room then, wasn't allowed out of that room, had to keep his hands on the desk, wasn't allowed to move or talk. We don't particularly trust the way our school works, and I don't think that's going to help the way that we do feel about school anymore.
Many other parents at the school say strip searching was a step too far.
Obviously, they should inform the parent first and ask the parent to come in, and then it'd be up to the parent what they felt about it. But if it was my daughter, I'd go absolutely mad.
They have a right to protect the other children, but also to take into consideration if you didn't find anything, you would have embarrassed the child.
It shouldn't be done. Should put them in an holding area in the school and contact the parents.
Make them turn their pockets out, but I wouldn't strip search.
I would have been in touch with the police straight away and ask them what they're doing.
You as a parent have got a right to know what's going on. Parent school contact is paramount.
Wendy Sharp is the school's head teacher. She says she sympathises with parents, but the school was just doing as the police instructed.
We take safeguarding young people very seriously, and indeed that's why we chose to cooperate with the police inquiry. We checked on three occasions that was in order, and we were assured by the police that it was.
Section Inspector for Derby South, Paul Cannon, says the actions of the police were justified.
We thought about it long and hard. We followed the guidelines under the Police and Criminal Evidence Act. We had very specific intelligence about how the drugs were being brought into the school in the children's underwear. And in this case, we decided that the best course of action was to have an appropriate adult present while the children were being searched. That appropriate adult was from the school, particularly trained in safeguarding children issues, and that's the course of action that we took.
But this mum just wishes she'd been consulted first.
You send your child to school, and while your child is at school, you believe that your child is protected in that environment.